Trumos Perek Vav Mishnah Vav, the last of the Perek. The previous Mishnah had discussed certain foodstuffs and legal statuses that couldn't be used to pay back if one ate Trum inadvertently. In this Mishnah, we discuss what can be used, and we start out by saying Rabbi Eliezer Amer, Mishalmin Mimin Al She'eno Mino. You could even use a different species. That is to say, if a person ate barley that was Truma, B'shogeg, he needs to repay back the value plus a fifth. But Rabbi Eliezer holds, we're talking about the value in terms of dollars and shekels. So that means if he ate, for example, 4 shekels worth of barley, he'll have to pay back 4 shekels worth plus adding a fifth shekel. But he can do that payment in another foodstuff besides barley, meaning he could use wheat if he wanted to. That would be acceptable, and because it indeed reimburses the Kohen for his loss, it reconstitutes Truma, it adds the fifth, it's paid, of course, with Chulin Mesukanim, regular tithe food, that becomes Truma all over again, and everything is satisfactory. And therefore, Rabbi Eliezer says, inside again, I'll translate more precisely, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Mishalmin Mimin Al She'eno Mino, you could repay with a certain type of food on behalf of a different type of food. Ublvad, says Rabbi Eliezer, provided that sheyishalem min hayafa al hara, that you're using a better type of food, a higher quality type of food, to make that repayment. So, an example I gave, you're paying wheat for barley that was eaten. Well, it's generally assumed that wheat is preferred to barley. Now, just let me clarify this for a second. You might ask, well, wait a second, it's based on the value. So you're going to take 4 plus 1 shekels worth of wheat that's worth the same as 4 plus 1 shekels worth of barley. So what does it mean, yafa and ra? So better and worse. So the bartender says, for example, if there's certain types of foods that people are more quick to pounce on and grab and buy in the market, they're easier to sell. Like, for example, people would much prefer wheat to barley, even though barley and wheat could be worth the same. But people prefer buying wheat that has a higher currency in the marketplace, or maybe even it's preferred. You'd much rather have less quality wheat than more lower quality barley, even if the total value of the two are the same. And that is Rabbi Lezer Shita. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. He says, Ein Mishalmin Ela Mimin Almino. Nope, says Rabbi Akiva, you can only repay with the very same type of food that you inadvertently consumed. So in the case of consuming barley, you'll have to pay back dafk with barley. Wheat would be insufficient, unacceptable, even if it were a higher quality foodstuff. Lefikach, and therefore, im achal kishuin shel erev shvius. Rabbi Akiva now brings, or the Mishnah brings, an unusual ramification to illustrate Rabbi Akiva's point. He says, what happens if the actual truma that was eaten were kishuin, which are gourds, think like a pumpkin or something, and these gourds were gourds that grew in the 6th year of the Shemitah cycle, and that means you are eating them now in the Shemitah year, but meanwhile, what happens with gourds is if you leave them on the vine, they harden and become inedible. So by the time one gets around to realizing he ate this truma gourd, and he has to make compensation of Keren Menchomesh, the gourd supply from the 6th year is inedible, it's all hardened. The gourd supply from the 7th year is Shemitah produce, which can't be used to make this payment, for a number of reasons. First of all, you can't use Shemitah produce to pay back your debts. That's a rule all to itself. Second of all, Shemitah produce is declared Hefker by the Torah. And that being the case, we said in the previous mission, you can't use Hefker to pay back your compensatory payments for eating Truma. So the Shemitah produce is unacceptable. And that being the case, says Rabbi Akiva, you're basically stuck. You have no other kishum in the food supply to make your compensatory payments. You'll have to wait. You'll have to wait. Yamtin, you wait. The kishum shall motzi shvias. You have to wait until the 8th year when there are kishum again available in the marketplace, and you'll have to use that 8th year kishu, that 8th year gourd, to pay back the keren and also a chomesh, of course. V'yishal mehem. That's what you use to make your payment. In other words, you have no other options because you need to do min Almino, you have to use the very same species which you ate. Of course, Rabbi Eliezer would say, not at all. You can make the payment in the Shemitah year with any other foodstuff you like, as long as it's not worse than Kishuim. Fine. The Mishnah goes on to say, Memakam Sherebi Eliezer Mekel, Misham Rabbi Akiva Machmir. The very same pasuk that Rabbi Akiva, or I should say, Rabbi Eliezer, darshans for the Kula, That very same pasuk is the pasuk that Rabbi Akiva uses to understand the halacha is l'chumra, to be strict. Again, the words in the Mishnah say mimakom, which means from the place. The place you're referring to again is the verse in the psukim. So again, mimakom shereb Eliezer mekel, the very same verse Rabbi Eliezer learns to allow for the leniency of paying min al she'eino mino. Reb Misham, that very same verse, Rabbi Akiva Machmer, he understands that it restricts you specifically to only using the very same type of food. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, is a pasuk in Vayikra, Chav Beis Yodalad, V'nasan la Kohen es ha-Kodesh. We've seen this before. We darshaned that you have to give back the Kohen the Kodesh. So up to now, we've darshaned it to mean limited to saying that Kodesh, which seems like an extra word here, this whole pasuk is extra. The choice of using Kodesh tells you it has to be something that is a royal Yos Kodesh that could be... that could be or could have been truma. And that being the case, that's how we learned out that you can use hefker, etc., etc. But here, the fact that it says you should give the Kohen the Kodesh, the drasha according to Belezer is kol shu roi lios Kodesh, anything that could become Kodesh, anything, doesn't matter, wheat and barley, doesn't make a difference. As long as what you're giving can become truma all over again, it's fine. That's the Rabbi Eliezer. That's what he darshans from the actual word Kodesh there. But Rabbi Akiva says, no, the fact that it uses a strange choice of word Kodesh, again, let me just emphasize why it's kind of strange. Because it's saying you're going to recompensate the Kohen with something which ironically isn't Kodesh, right? You're giving him chulin for the truma that you ate. So you're not giving him Kodesh, you're giving him chulin. It's just that the chulin becomes Kadosh, it becomes truma all over again when you give it to him. So that being the case, Rabbi Akiva understands the Kodesh you're giving him is the very Kodesh you ate, meaning the very same species, and that's what the Mishnah says. Rabbi Akiva Omer, V'nasan l'Kohen es ha-Kodesh, when it says you should give the Kohen the Kodesh, he means Kodesh Achal. It's called Kodesh because we're referring back to the Kadosh food, meaning the truma food type that was consumed already, and Dafka, that specifically, that is the food type that must be used to make the repayment.